Okay, I'm gonna say it. Just give me a second. Fine, geez, don't be so pushy. Welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 21, recorded on August 14th, 2008. A bit earlier than I was expecting to be back, but I guess I don't have much choice in the matter. This episode marks the first episode of Season 2 of the AT Tips Cast. There, are you happy now? Now will you let me go? You mean I have to do the whole podcast? Well, what should I do it on? You don't know? Let me get this straight. You come to my house, you abduct me in the middle of the night, you scare the bejeepers out of my wife, you haul me up here to your ship, and you keep me here for weeks, and you don't even know why? I demand that you let me go right now. I want to see my... Oh, stop your yelling already. It isn't even scary anymore. Maybe the first day or the second day it was a little bit intimidating, but not anymore, you oversized piece of chewing gum. Just tell me why I'm here. Yeah, I know. You keep pointing at your little iPod-looking thing. You just keep pointing at it. I got that much. You want more episodes of the AT Tips Cast. Well, I'm sorry. I was busy, and you've had me locked up here. What was I supposed to do? I can't do the podcast without my equipment. I need a computer. I need a microphone. I need a recording program like Audacity. Wait a second. You want me to show you how to use Audacity? Not just you, but... You've got a child? This is your child? Aw, such a cute little pile of goo, and carrying a book, too. Aw, kinda looks like something I spit up once back in college. calm down, big boy, I'm just kidding. And I think I'm getting it now. You want me to show you and your child how to use Audacity. And you're thinking Audacity can help your child with how he reads? Well, actually, you're onto something there, Slimy. Audacity can be used to increase reading fluency. So, since you're making me do the AT Tips Cast early anyway, here's AT Tip number 33, Audacity for Reading Fluency. Audacity is a free, open-source piece of software that is available to download from audacity.sourceforge.net. I'll have that link up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site. Audacity is basically a sound recording program that allows users to record their voice or sounds or whatever using a microphone. As a matter of fact, Audacity is the program I use to record this show in its raw form. I'm using Audacity right now to record what I'm saying. All you need to record your sound is a microphone attached to the computer. Some microphones are USB mics, and others plug right into the 1/8-inch headphone jack on the computer. You can even get mics attached to headsets so students can have their hands free while recording. Audacity has tons of applications, but the one I'm going to focus on now is reading fluency, since that's what Big Boy over here wants me to do to help his son. I don't know, daughter? I don't know what the heck that gelatinous thing is. To have a student work on reading fluency, all you have to do is invite the student to read a passage aloud while recording it in Audacity. You can hit the record button, which is the red circle button, and then start talking. Then, you'll see a blue line that kind of looks like the voice modulation wavy line thing you used to see in the old Outer Limits episodes. Invite the student to read the passage, and then hit the yellow square button, which is the stop button, to stop the recording. If you want to get real fancy, you can trim the heads, which means you can cut out the parts at the beginning and the end of the recording that recorded the silence. But that's just purely extra. Now, take a look at the timeline and note how long it took the student to record the passage. Then count the number of words in the passage. With a quick calculation, number of words over time it took to read the passage, you can calculate a words per minute score. Invite the student to mark that number on a chart or graph. Then export the recording as a WAV or MP3 file and put that file in a safe location on the computer. In ensuing days, rinse, wash, and repeat the activity. As the student continues to practice the passage, the amount of time it takes them to read that passage should decrease. The student will be able to see their improvement by looking at the chart or graph, and they'll be able to hear their improvement by going back and listening to their old recordings. As an extension activity, students can take those files and put them into Windows Movie Maker, Photo Story, or PowerPoint, and add their own pictures to make their own digital story about the passage. I think you'll find that students will enjoy making their own audio files, as well as creating their own digital storybooks. And last but not least, they'll enjoy seeing and hearing how much they've been able to improve their fluency over time. Okay, big boy, is that it? Will that help your baby amoeba become a better reader? Great, then can I go? I know it's going to take a few weeks to get back to Earth, so just let me wrap up the podcast here with a few quick news items, okay? Thanks, buddy. Ew. First, I'm still working on a top-secret assistive technology project that's eating up most of my time. And I've got a journey back to Earth here, so it might be a few more weeks before the next episode. I'll have more news on the project probably in a few months or so. Second, the AT Tips cast has had more people sign up as fans of the show from the Cyber Ears website. So let me get out my magic mirror here. I see David and Jason and Catherine and Abby and Heather and Jeremy and Melissa and Peggy and Jill and Tim and Gloria and Andre and Joe and Judy. And if you click on the link on the Cyber Ears website to become a fan of the show, I'll see you too. Thanks for signing up there, and thanks for supporting the podcast. Third, the AT Tips cast has gone into the very popular world of social networking. There are two major social networking sites that I was debating between using. One is the ever-so-popular Facebook, and the other is Classroom 2.0, which I've mentioned on the podcast before. Facebook is way more popular and well-known, which means it reaches more of a general audience, and more people are using it, which means that more people might stumble upon the AT Tips cast. The con with Facebook is that most school systems, I think, block its access from schools, so educators would have to access it from home. Classroom 2.0 has just the opposite problem. It can be accessed from school, but there aren't as many people using it. That's not to say it isn't popular or that it isn't being used, but Classroom 2.0 is mostly educators, while Facebook is mostly everyone. So here's what I decided. The AT Tips cast exists on both sites. I encourage you to become part of the AT Tippers, the Facebook group associated with the AT Tips cast. This group will allow you to interact with other listeners of the show, share techniques and strategies, and share your opinions on if these tips are working. All you have to do to join the AT Tippers group is to do a search for me, Chris Bouguet, or AT Tips cast, or AT Tippers on Facebook, and then click on the link that says you want to join the group. The AT Tippers is also available on Classroom 2.0 and works in much the same way. Please come socialize with other people who share your same interest in coming up with methods for assisting struggling students. Actually, there's even some more news I'd like to share. Jeez, take it easy there, you Jabba wannabe. I'm wrapping it up already. You'd think this is coming out of your own pocket. If you had pockets. I'm working on some other things, including more AT Tips cast web initiatives, along with setting up a few interviews. And even more, so please keep listening. In the meantime, if you have any questions for me, comments, suggestions, whatever, I'd love to hear from you. You can contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive. Listen, see, I'm playing the music. It's over already. You'd think you'd just say thank you. After all, I helped you out, didn't I? Hey.